Have you ever regretted buying a car that looked alluring but proved to be a rattle trap? Reporter Alice Furlow had lots of misgivings about the Dodge Neon she bought last year. She couldn't decide whether to sell it or try to get used to it. After all, its previous owner was an extremely famous person who lived near her on Cape Cod. That person shall remain anonymous. So she sought advice from Car Talk's Ray Meliazzi.
This nameless person's employee had convinced me to buy his third-hand black Dodge Neon because my dearly beloved 1986 Ford Tempo had finally died. Oh dear, the Tempo had windows you rolled up and down by hand. The Dodges were electric and scary. And the Dodge was always locking me out without my permission with the key inside. It made me long for a simple car I could control, like the Tempo, or the first car I ever drove, my family's Hupmobile. All the Dodge's dials and levers were covered with strange hieroglyphics. Maybe Ray could interpret them for me.
And this knob here determines where the air gets directed, and of course, here it's in your face.
Oh really?
See, this little arrow's pointing to your kisser.
Oh.
And then here it's pointing to both your feet and your face.
As to the lights, there were so many different little pictures on various controls, it was hard to find just plain on or off. Ray's long and complicated translation ended with the dashboard lights.
So as you rotate this, you go from very little illumination to full illumination, and then if you go all the way, it lights the dreaded dome light in these lights. See?
Ray, have you ever heard anything less necessary? Well, you always want to be able to see the dashboard.
Yeah, but under certain circumstances, some drivers like it less illuminated than others.
You mean if they're making love in the car or something?
Exactly.
When I think of all those louts I used to neck with.
Exactly.
The
they know what all those buttons are for.
They didn't have those.
I wanted Ray to see how he liked the Dodge in motion.
It handles pretty well.
Well, you're handling it with just one hand on the wheel.
Well, I just because I'm ready to shift with the other hand. I think you have a bad tire. It's oscillating back and forth.
Ray Magliozzi's personality seemed to change when he was driving a car. He was serious, no nonsense about him. But back at my house, he had some lighthearted advice. Sell the Dodge.
Well, you bought it under pressure. So there's another fool out there.
I know.
But hey, all's fair in love and car sales, right?
Absolutely. Oh, boy.
What would be the nearest possible car to my Hupmobile of 1938?
I'm a 39 Hupmobile, maybe. I don't know.
Right. I want a rumble seat, wooden wheels.
Wooden wheels are out. But you know, I think what you would like is a Jeep Wrangler. You can't get better visibility than having no top and no windows. I mean, you can be free as a bird. And you can't lock yourself out because if there's no top.
You can climb out.
Exactly. And it obviates your problem of the roll-up windows because it has no windows.
This is a wonderful idea. Oh, boy.
Well, good luck, Alice.
I
hope this works out. And when you do get your new car, call me because I'll come down and we'll take a ride together.
Oh, watch out.
I did sell the Dodge, even though I was honest about its faults. This astonished Ray when I called him at his Good News garage to tell him this good news.
You had the audacity to sell that thing?
But this story has a wonderfully happy ending because a friend has given me a bright red 1993 BMW car.
Oh, really? So out of character for you. I don't see you driving a BMW.
But the BMW, let me tell you, they are more polite to me in the post office parking lot than they used to be.
Well, they figure you're a woman of considerable means if you're driving a BMW.
Oh, that's it! I had to admit that the hieroglyphics on the BMW dashboard were even harder to interpret than the Dodge's.
I'm going to have to come and visit you this summer and give you a little tutorial.
This is excellent news. Excellent. And don't forget the bag of donuts you brought last time.
Oh, did I bring donuts?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be sure to bring another bag of donuts for us.
For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow on Cape Cod.